What a great troopers. Look at them. Aren't they cute? Gee whiz. I am very thankful for all our children's ministers. How about you? I can remember having four kids, and they just went downstairs. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Right? And then I was one of those teachers, which I do love a whole lot. I do. I don't know if you live in a cave. I don't know if you're one of those that have just unplugged from every social media and you don't listen to this and you don't listen to that. I only listen to God, Pastor D. Good for you. That's really cool. But how about we live in this world, right? How about anybody been watching stuff that's going on in the world? I've been listening to it. I've been watching it. And I'm telling you, it's pretty intense. It's pretty dark. It's just sometimes crazy bad, right? But anybody watch this stuff, right? So here's the great thing. This is the good thing. God has given us great and precious promises that we can walk through this. And as Pastor Sherry said, you might have to know what they are. So God has given us great and precious promises. And today, probably for the next couple weeks, I want to talk about one of these promises. Is the Lord our shepherd. That is the title for your message if you're taking notes. The Lord our shepherd, all right? And we're going to be in the book of Psalms. So you can open up to Psalms chapter 3. You know, growing up, for the first 20 years, I didn't have a Bible. And I thought that was the scripture that you only read at funerals. Anybody thought that? What's what you think when you, that's all you ever hear, and I never read it. So, but it is not. It has got great and precious promises in it. So I want to talk about Psalm 23 and like how does God, in the midst of this world that we're living that is just off the chart, how does God become our shepherd? How does he become a shepherd? Okay, so we're going to look at what it means to be a shepherd. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't grow up with sheep in my backyard. I got two over there that have some sheep in their backyard, okay, but I didn't. And honestly, I have no idea what it is to be a shepherd with sheep in your backyard, all right? And I had to look at a YouTube video. All right? And how many of you would probably have to look at a YouTube video to figure out what to do with sheep and shepherds, what they do? Okay? And how many of you know it is a whole different story to experience and do it than I watched one YouTube video on how to be a shepherd and how to take care of sheep, right? Whole different story. So we're going to get into the story, and we're going to look at Psalm 23. Psalm 23, David wrote, okay? And David is a shepherd. He's a shepherd for his dad's sheep. Now, he is not the king yet. In Psalm 23, okay, he is describing what it's like to be a shepherd. And by the way, does anybody got crazy going on in your life? All right? You know, sometimes it's just like out of control. And you may feel like in the middle of what's hitting your life that you are on the bottom rung on the ladder. But I want you to think about this guy, David. God took David, who was a shepherd, all right? He was a shepherd down here. And back in David's day, people who were shepherd were considered, especially by Egyptians, they were considered to be the scum of the earth, all right? So if you've got some stuff going on in your life and you feel like you're down here, God took David who was down here, and what did he do? He made him king. So what do you think God could do with your life, right? All righty, so let's talk about what is the Lord our shepherd, the Lord our shepherd. Okay, so everybody open up your Bibles to Psalm 23, all right? If you have the app, we're going to be reading the King James Version, all right? And as a matter of fact, we're going to read this together. It's only six verses, and some of you probably know a good bunch of it all by heart, but let's read this together, all right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, all right, get your Bibles open, all right? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For you are with me, and your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Woo, I love that. All right, now, Psalm 23, you start thinking about that. You start thinking about Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Everybody say, the Lord is my shepherd. You start thinking about that and making it personal, and you make it personal by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. But here's the thing. You can hear it this week, and you can hear it next week, and however long I go with this, you can hear it, you can hear it, you can hear it. But I got a thing. It doesn't always work just because you're hearing it. Such as, listen, how many of you have ever read Psalm 91? How many of you read a lot of Psalm 91 in 2020, all right? Yeah, a bunch of you. Some of you, you don't even know Psalm 91. Write this down. This is a good one to have, you know, earmarked in your Bible, okay? But Psalm 91, God promises to take care to protect us. Right? It says, if we live under the shadow, if we abide under the shadow, if we are hiding under the shadow of the Almighty, he will protect us. How many of you know that? He will protect us, okay? And really, if you've become a Christian, if you've asked Jesus into your life, that's you now. That's you. Say, ever say, that's me now, all right? And so he has promised to protect us. And if you take Psalm 91 and you take Psalm 23 and you put them together, God is saying all through both of them, God will protect you from evil. God wants to protect you. He's a good shepherd, okay? Everybody say he's a good shepherd? He's a good shepherd. Not a bad shepherd, all right? And listen, have you ever seen a shepherd out in the field with his sheep, and he goes, you know, I am so tired of these stinking sheep. I'm just going to invite the wolves to come out here and just destroy them and eat them up because, you know, they can just have them. I'm done with this bunch, all right? Or have you ever seen a shepherd or YouTubed a shepherd, okay? And he's like, oh, come on, you guys, just follow me over to the cliff. Boom, go over the cliff. Guys, shepherds, real shepherds, don't do that, right? Right. Okay, now, this is really kind of unbelievable to me, and it might be unbelievable to you, but some people describe God like that. Like, God put this blankety blank bad stuff in my life. Like, I was in this accident so I could be a better person. Unbelievable. Right? Everybody say, unbelievable, all righty? Listen, guys, God doesn't do that. He's a good shepherd. By the way, the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's who does that. But God is a good shepherd, okay? And the Bible says, listen to this, if you being evil, meaning not knowing the Lord, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to you? All right? God is good. He's a good shepherd, all right? And he is good. We used to say, God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He is good all the time, and he's not got bad, all right? So let's talk about the Lord our shepherd, the Lord our shepherd. Now, in the Old Testament, the name God, or in Hebrew you would say Yahweh, the name God in the Old Testament, there's a lot of names for him. Like, and we even sing some of the songs, the God our provider, God our protector, okay? But the one word that we're going to look at, and I do not speak Hebrew, but I'm going to spell it, R-O-H-I, I go Rohi, all right? The word for God is Rohi, and it means the Lord our shepherd, or better, let's make it personal. The Lord, my shepherd. The Lord God, my shepherd. So that's one of the names of God. And then I did not do well in English, okay? So thank you, Andrew Womack, for helping me study this. But if you take that word, the Lord our shepherd, there's a root word hiding underneath there, and you break it apart, it means Raha, R-A-H-A. Go, Pastor D, in your Hebrew, you're doing so good. But listen to what this word means, like underneath this, okay? It says, it means to feed, to tend, domestic animals by pasturing. In other words, you take them out and you let them feed. That's what God, our shepherd, is all about, okay? So, question. I've got two questions for you today. Write this down. Question number one. Why? Don't you love two-year-olds? Why? Why do I have to go to bed? Why do I have to eat this? Okay, but we can do this. Why do I need a shepherd? Good question, Pastor D. Why do I need a shepherd? Okay, now, I am not talking about me as a pastor, which we'll get into later, pastor shepherds. That's part of it, and you'll see similarities. But I'm talking about why do we need the Lord God, our shepherd? Why do we need him? All right, well, let me tell you a story real quick. One of Jack's friends told us this. Now, he had lived a colorful life before. Anybody have some before days? Really out there, colorful life. And then he met Jesus, and his life immediately started to transform. He just really just sucked into Jesus. And then one day he was out visiting his aunt and uncle, and he's telling them about how his life's changed, and they could actually see it, just things the way he colorful life he used to live. And he's telling his aunt, and he, you know, you need Jesus. And she's like, oh, honey, you need Jesus, you know. I know. And listen, so she knew his colorful past. And she's like, you need Jesus. He's your crutch. Guys, he is not my crutch. He is not your crutch. What is he? He's my savior. He's my deliverer. He's the one that wants to be the Lord, my shepherd. Amen? Everybody say, he's my savior. Woo! I love it. My shepherd, okay? Now, if you ever get to the point, I don't need a shepherd. I don't need Jesus. I got this. I'm going to do this. You're going to be in trouble. Right? You're going to be in trouble. Trouble's going to find you. It's just going to take you over. But here's our question. Ready? Why do you and I need a shepherd? Why do I need a shepherd? Why do you need a shepherd? Open up to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. And the verse, 53 verse 6, the verses before it, it's just beautiful verses about who Jesus is and what he's done for our life and with his stripes we're healed, okay? But I want you to look at chapter 53 verse 6, okay? All we like sheep, now he didn't say you're a sheep, he said like sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. All of us have gone astray, okay? So you and I have gone astray. And there's this one, there's a couple translations, but this one says we've all wandered. We've all wandered. And later on today, we're going to go find some scriptures about sheep wandering, okay? So we all need him. We need him, okay? And listen, I figured this out real fast. I need him because he keeps me on the right path, the correct path, and I need him. Otherwise, I'm like this. Anybody ever like this? So I need him. I need this shepherd, all right? Now, this world that we're living in, this culture, this times that we're living in, okay, they, the world, people without the Lord, they have decided God's a joke, the word of God's a joke, you know, don't tell me what his word says, I can do whatever I want to do, I'm just going to do whatever, I'm going to be my own God, so I can do what I want to do, okay? And God comes along in the scripture, he says, hey, you need a shepherd. All right? You need a shepherd, and I put in my word the way you should live. I love you that I put in my word so you can live this way, and it'll be a good way, all right? And the world, or better yet, the little sheep goes, oh, I'm just going to wander over here. You know, I can do whatever I want. I can do, who are you to tell me what to do? I got news, you're going to be in trouble, right? So, listen, I am young enough, hallelujah, we're young, Jim, all right, that I have watched the last 40, 50 years, okay, where professors in universities and colleges, and if you're here, I'm sure this wasn't you, but they have taught some, that they have been teaching students, there is no God, the word of God's a joke, you don't have to listen to the word of God, you don't need God, you know, you can just do and believe whatever you want, okay? And now, they have grown up to be adults, all those that the professors have taught, they have all grown up to be adults, and guess what's running your schools? And running our nation, okay? And they're now saying, well, there is no God. You don't need God. You don't need the world. You just need to love everybody no matter what they do. That's what they're telling us, all right? Okay, listen, we do need to love people that don't know the Lord. And some of you that do know the Lord too, right? Okay, because we just get a little crazy some days, okay? We do, absolutely. Our love should be bigger and seeing the love of God in us and through us, okay? We need to. But listen, listen carefully. I am not accepting anything that the world's putting out there that is contrary to that Bible you got in your hands. All right? And that means you and I need to get back in there and be involved. Thank you, Pastor D. I just love when I get there, all right? It's not even election time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, the world's out there, and they are just out there teaching and dumping on everybody and everything in our schools. Oh, that Bible, it's archaic. It's not applicable for today. I want to tell you something. This is the one thing that is applicable. I can't even say that word today. All right, need some more coffee for you today. It is the most relevant thing that you need in your life today. All right, and not what's all over social media by far, okay? And if not, y'all are going to be confused, all right? You are going to be confused out there off the charts. You won't even know who you are, what you are, and all because the world out there is confused. By the way, God is not confused. He's spot on. He doesn't get up one day, and the other day, okay? So, y'all over at Isaiah 53, I kind of got over there, okay? Isaiah 53, all of us like sheep have gone astray, but watch this. We have turned everyone his own way. Doesn't that sound like where we're living? Everybody's just going their own way. I'm doing my own thing, right? Everybody's just doing their own thing. Now read the last part. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. Guys, the reason why Jesus was punished is so that you and I could be free of sin. And I am forever thankful. There isn't a day that goes by that I am not thankful. Lord, I thank you that you sent Jesus to die for me. Oh, gosh, it still just gets me. So if you're taking notes, jot these things down. Ready? In Psalm 23, it lets you know that we are never alone, right? Just write that down. We are never alone, and we're never without hope. We're not without hope, all right? Now, it's crazy out there. You know, I can only take one day of the news. One day, I just sit down one day, and I'll watch about 1 hour, okay? Because it's crazy out there. But I watch that, and I am not without hope. You are not without hope, because he said he's never going to leave us alone. Praise God. So we're not allowed alone. So here's another question for you. What do shepherds do? Leslie and Eric, you could probably stand up, but don't tell anybody what they do. Okay, they have sheep. How many sheep do you have now? 20. They're delicious. Some of you are like, oh, Pastor D. It's okay. What do shepherds do? If you're taking notes, write this down. Ready? A shepherd's a leader, obviously, but this is the one I want to get to. A shepherd is a caretaker. A shepherd is a caretaker, okay? And here's what you have to understand. Okay, shepherd is a caretaker, but they just don't go out to the pasture and do their own thing. I'm doing my own thing. No, they have a shepherd that leads them to the pasture they want them to go to, all right? So what do shepherds do? They're a caretaker. They take care of the sheep, one, all right? Here's another thing. As they care and take care of the sheep, okay, they feed them. They feed them, all right? Because they feed them all the basic things they need, all righty? So that's what a natural shepherd does. Now let's talk about this shepherd. Jesus the shepherd. You know what Jesus the shepherd wants to do for you and I? He wants to feed us. He wants to feed us, all right? He wants to feed us, okay? Now, some of you feed on all sorts of things. I'm not talking food. You're watching all sorts of things on social media, okay? And some of you are reading maybe good stuff like self-help books, all right? You're reading this, and hopefully you're not reading bad stuff. But how about, novel idea, how about you read that Bible? How about you read that Bible? All right, just smile at me. Every day. How many of you eat at least one meal a day? How many eat? Right? Okay, I was digging in that chocolate yesterday, okay? So, some people say, well, Pastor D, reading your Bible, what does that do? Oh my gosh, I just love when you say that, okay? This book that you have in your hands, or you should have at home, and if you don't, Coffee and Connect, back there on the floor, you may take a Bible. Take one. You need to have one at home, all right? This is the book that will feed you. It feeds your spirit. It feeds you. Everybody say, this book feeds me. It feeds me, okay? And Sherry, I get a little grumpy when I'm not fed, all right? Maybe that's what's the matter with some of us. All right. This is the only book the Bible says in Scripture is breathing and alive. And you may have a lot of other books. I've got good books, you know, self-help and all that stuff. Okay, but this is the only book that you have that is breathing and is alive that will feed you. Whoosh, praise the Lord, Pastor D. Okay, so what else does a shepherd do? Ready? Take your notes. A shepherd protects the sheep. A shepherd protects the sheep, okay? If shepherd protects the sheep from wolves, or how about we just say anything evil? A shepherd protects from anything evil, all right? So a shepherd wants to guide and lead, and he wants to protect. So how about, oh, my shepherd wants to protect me. I love that, okay? Now, in case you don't know, the world, people that are absent of God, they don't have your best interest. I don't care who you are and how pretty you are, but the world out there doesn't have your best interest. They are not out there to protect you, okay? That is not their, I want to protect them. Not at all, okay? Now, I'm going to say something, and some of you are going to be mad at me. And I might care for a few minutes, but I'll get over it, okay? So I'm going to tell you a few things, okay? Sometimes it takes me 24 hours, but I get over it, all right? So, okay. I have two grandkids. They're so cute. One's feisty, man, okay? And the oldest one is going to start school in August. They start in August out there, okay? And I don't want anybody, anybody telling my kids what they can be and who they are. Just anybody. And do you know some of these schools go to little 3 and 4 year olds? Oh, how do you feel today? Do you feel like this? Well, you can be this. I don't want anybody telling my grandbabies what they can be. And either should you. And I've had a lot of conversations with parents. That is why we get involved. Amen. Good preaching, Pastor D, okay? And listen, you can decide how you feel today. Depending on how you feel, you can decide who you're going to be today, okay? Listen, you can't do that. You can do that, but you can't do that unless you want to confuse them, all right? And we've had for the last 10 years, really, more so a generation, a group growing up, people growing up, and they're confused. And you know what? And if you are not following this book, by the way, this book tells you who you are. God made you from before you were even conceived. He knew you what you were, a girl or a boy, okay? Amen? All right? And so we've got people that are confused, and that means if they're not where God, following what God says about them, they are walking in a path that's not the best path. It's not the good path that God has prepared for them. And they're confused, and some of them will be confused for their life unless we love them. And we love how we share this with them. Amen. You don't go smacking them, all right? Okay, so, and by the way, you know, as you get older, you go through different phases, all right? Different phases and different things. And one day, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm a girl, but today, you know, I sort of feel like, I don't know. Okay, you know what the Bible says to do with those feelings? I could say something. It says, crucify those feelings, all right? That means I'm not going to obey it. By the way, I am determined to be a better driver, to be a nicer driver, okay? And some days, the other days, this old person, by the way, Pastor D, you're like 65. This old person, the speed limit's 35, which is already, I'm like this, and they're going 25. I had feelings, okay? And you know what the Bible says? Crucify it, Pastor D. Crucify it, D. He didn't care who I was, okay? So when you have feelings, you crucify them. You don't live them out. Amen? I got the right bunch here today, okay? Crucify them. You don't live out and do whatever you want to do, all right? It's okay, moving on. Hallelujah. Geez, Louise, all right. Y'all love the Word of God and you love Pastor D. Amen. Open up to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let me give you the background. 1 Samuel chapter 17. This is about David. He's a shepherd, okay? And his three older brothers are out on the front line in a war fighting for King Saul in Israel, okay? So he's got these three brothers. And David the shepherd, he's not king yet, David the shepherd is out in the field and his father comes up and he says, "Hey, David, your brothers are out and I need you to bring them some food." Okay, and also find out what's going on. So David packs their lunch, and he takes it out to them, all right? And when he gets out there, there's this guy. His name is Goliath, in case you have not read or checked out all these Bible scholars. But Bible scholars say that Goliath was 9 to 10 feet tall. How tall is that? That's pretty big. Okay, it's not quite to the ceiling. All right, I know that. But he's 9 to 12, and these were giants that lived back then. So here we have Goliath the giant. He's out there, and Goliath is just taunting the king's men, and that also meant David's brothers. And he's like, "Hey, any of you want to fight me, go ahead. If you do this, I'll do that, this and that." And he goes on. And David hears this, and he's like, "What?" And then he goes to his big brother. "What?" And his big brother says, "David, you're just a kid. Go mind your own business. Just leave that thing alone." And David's like, "What?" And he goes running to the king. He goes running to the king and he says, "Hey, this guy is bad-mouthing everyone. What?" And he says, "I'm going to take him down." How many of you know the story? How many of you would like me to dress up and tell the story? No, I'm not doing it today. Okay. Absolutely have fun. Absolutely fun. Okay. All right. So 1 Samuel chapter 17, listen to this verse. Verse 34. "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep.'" In other words, "Hey, I have been keeping sheep for a long time. All right. All right. So listen to this. "And when a lion or a bear came, I took the lamb out of their mouth." I'm like, wait a minute, a lion and bear? I'd be running. How many of you be running behind me? Some of you be running in front of me, okay? Okay, but listen, not David. Listen to what he says, okay? "And when a lion or a bear came and took the lamb out of the flock," excuse me, "I went after it and struck it." Lord have mercy, that is amazing, right? That's just crazy, okay? Now, for all of you that don't know, according to the Bible, David at that time was a teenager and maybe just stretching, he might be 20 years old, okay? He's a kid. Sorry if you're in your 20s. I mean, kid's bad, but you're just, compared to me, you're a kid, okay? Some of you are still my babies, all right? So he's just this kid, and he goes up to Saul, and he says, "Hey, I have been watching my sheep, and you know, I had a lion and I had a bear take my sheep." Okay, and watch what David did. Ready? Verse 35. "I went out after it, struck it, all right, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it." And the king's like, "You're the man," right? He's probably saying that to him, okay? But listen to this again. "I went out and struck it, struck the animal and delivered the lamb out of its mouth when it rose up against me." Got good news for you. You are going to have things in life rise up against you. Anybody got something going on today? Okay, you're going to have things rise up against you. And here's the thing. Are you going to rise up and strike it with the Word of God? Or are you like, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I believe this anymore. I don't know how I feel." Okay, listen. There are times, probably everyday times, all right, every day that you need to rise up and strike the enemy with the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God, okay? Amen. Thank you. One amen. Here we go. Okay. So you all know the story. David kills Goliath, right? Okay. But you may not know this. Saul, right before David did this, Saul goes to David and he says, "Hey, listen, put on my armor." Okay. And put on my armor. Now, the Bible says, when you read it, that Saul was a head taller and shoulders broader than everybody in Israel. Okay? He was taller than everyone in Israel. And then the Bible says, so, you know, we got David. He's this kid, 20-year-old, okay? And the Bible says he's a little ruddy, R-U-D-D-Y, guy. My day, we call you redheads. Now, what are they? Ginger. Like, what is ginger? You guys are so funny, this generation, all right? He's ginger. And it meant his hair and his complexion, but he's also not tall like King Saul, who was a head taller and broader than everybody else, okay? So this little guy, little but not as tall, goes running up and he says, hey, king, I'm going to take this Goliath out, okay? And the king's like, wait a minute, you need to put on my armor. Okay, now get this picture. This is big, tall Saul, so he's got big, tall armor, trying to put it on this kid, all right? And you know, David's like, I don't need your armor. I have a rock, and I have a sling, and I'm going to take this giant down. Y'all know the story, right? He does, okay? Now, and probably everybody's thinking, this is either going to be really good or this is going to be really bad. What happens, okay? And of course, we know it was really good. So, there are going to be days that you need to step out with the Word of God, okay, and your mind's going, oh, this looks bad, okay? But you need to step out what's going on in your life with the Word of God out of your mouth so that you can strike down the enemy, amen? Good preaching, Pastor D. I have so much fun. All right, turn to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, this is Jesus the shepherd. Everybody say, Jesus our shepherd. All right, this is Jesus our shepherd. And let's see, I skipped a verse. All right. John chapter 10:10, it says, the thief, the enemy, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus the shepherd, I, Jesus your Savior, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. How many know that? Make your kids memorize that. It's just an awesome one, all right? Okay. So, but read the next verse. Listen to the next verse. This is Jesus. He's saying this. He says, I am the good shepherd, all right? What is Jesus, everybody? The good shepherd. He's the good shepherd, right? He's the good shepherd. He's my good shepherd. Anybody got him as your good shepherd? Amen. He's my good shepherd, okay? Now, listen to that verse again. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for just dying for me. Thank you. Okay, verse 12. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So he's talking about in the natural, there's got these guys that are hired, they're paid. All right? And as soon as the wolf comes or something bad comes, what do? They're running. They're out of there. All right? All right. They're out of there. But here's what we need to know about the good shepherd. You ready? You should write this down. He's never going to leave you. He's not running out. And I have been in some really difficult things in my life. Anybody who had some really bad, difficult, hard times? The shepherd, Jesus, is not running out. Okay? Matter of fact, some of you are going through stuff right now. Right? And I want you to know, and you need to understand, he is the good shepherd. He's not leaving you. He's going to stay with you. He's going to stay with you through it. That's who he is. I love him. All right? Praise God. Another story. Wow. Praise. Don't look at that clock. All right. This story is found in Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 12. Y'all probably know this. Ready? Matthew, Jesus is telling this story. Jesus, the good shepherd, he says this. If a man has 100, what? Sheep. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Talking about those sheep, they're just wandering away. Listen to what he says. Won't he leave the 99 others on the hill and go out and search for the one that was lost? Guys, write this down. Jesus is interested in the one that wanders. I had a few wandering years, okay, and the one that's lost. I had lost years. Jesus is interested in the one. Praise God. Now, jump down to verse 14. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little sheep should perish, okay? In other words, it's not my Father's will that anyone perishes, not one. Everybody say, not one. Not man. So Jesus looks at all of us like sheep, all right? He looks at us like sheep, and he wants to reach out and help you. And if I had a few years where I was wandering, even if I do dumb stuff and wander off, he still wants to reach out for me. All right? He wants to reach out for the one. That is the good shepherd. Everybody say, he reached out to me. Oh, man. All right. Have you ever heard someone say, oh, you made your bed, go lie in it? I'm like, boy, that is just cute. But listen, you know, but God is a merciful God, right? Even when things happen, even if we do, we royally mess up. Anybody have a royal mess up? He's like, I am after you. I am here to help you because I will go after the one. How many of you are glad that he went after you? Man. Oh, man, he did. Praise God. All right. So why? Because he loves you. All right. I want to read you this quote because I found it in a book and I just thought it was so cute. Here we go. God loves each of us as if we were the only one. Amen. Okay. So he loves us collectively. For God so loved the world that he sent it, right? He loves us collectively, but he also loves you individually. He cares so deeply for you that he would go out just for you. Amen. Praise God. All right, turn over to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. This is Peter talking, and he's going to say some of the same things that we've already heard, but just listen to this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. Once you were like sheep and wandered. We already heard that, right? Once we were all like sheep and wandered, all right? But watch what he says. But now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your soul. I love that. But now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your soul. So this is who God is. This is who Jesus is. He's our shepherd and he's the guardian. He wants to guard you. He wants to guard you, all right? And, you know, I know people have questions like, Pastor D, why did this happen? Pastor D, why did that happen? Well, I've learned just a few things about sheep, okay? They don't always listen. Myself included as a sheep, they don't always listen, okay? I want to tell you a quick story. Years ago when Jack and I were in Bible school, one of my dear friends, she worked for this ministry, and she was one of those call-in with prayer requests, okay? So somebody called in that day, and this lady, okay, so my friend, change the names, Susie. So Susie answered the phone, and this lady starts, I'm so mad at God. This Bible doesn't work. God didn't do this. And my friend was from Georgia, so sweet. I love those people from the South, okay? Send your kids down there. They'd just be so polite. She goes, oh, ma'am. Oh, ma'am, what happened? She says, I read Psalm 91 today, and I went out to this part of town, and I got mugged, and somebody stole my purse. I am so mad at God. Yeah, there's a lot of Christians that are mad at God, and when I hear that, I'm going, wrong person. You are mad at the wrong person, okay? So, but listen to what my friend said with her sweet little Georgian accent. She goes, ma'am, where were you reading today? Okay? You were reading Psalm 91, and you said you were praying. Did you hear anything as you were reading and praying? Probably the Yankee lady says, yeah. Okay. She said, yeah, I felt like I wasn't supposed to go there. But I read Psalm 91. Doesn't that cancel out everything else? No. Listen, the day you received the Lord Jesus Christ, your spirit man became alive, and it is tuned in up here. All right? Okay. When it's tuned in and it says, don't go, guess what? Don't go. And as my mom, as I would love to say, you need to obey, all right? All right, you need to listen to that. And sometimes, you know, don't go this road. Don't go do that. Don't buy that, okay? And when you do that, it doesn't make any sense to your mind. But listen, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you through the Word of God and the inner witness. So you need to obey. All right, praise God. Y'all okay with me? Sure, Pastor D. Okay. Three quick things I want to give you. Three things about the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd. Ready? These are things that he has done or he will do. Number one, The good shepherd has done this for you. He has laid his life down for you. Just write down 1 John, is it 3:6? I better look at it. Yeah, 3:16. It says that Jesus laid his life down for us. Jesus laid his life down for us when we were yet sinners. Mess ups, bad, yuck, okay? And if he would lay his life down then for us, how much more that I am a believer will he do good things for me? Yeah, right, praise God. Why? Why would he? Because he loves you. Everybody say, he loves me. Man, he loves me. He loves me. Okay, second thing the good shepherd has done or will do. Ready? He will leave all for the one. He will leave all for the one, all right? Why? Because he cares that much for you. And we just read that in Matthew 18, right? He'd leave the 99 for the one, all right? He will do that for you because he cares so much for you, okay? And the one thing I want you to leave here just knowing so much is that Jesus loves you. He cares so much for you. Even when you muff up, he just loves you. He just loves you. You are not changing him like that, okay? So he loves you, okay? And he will find you. Praise God. This was the first year Jack was in Bible school. I was just tagging along because I said I'd never go to school again. But we're at this, I know, never say never because I did afterwards, okay? So we're at this meeting, and it was a Wednesday night meeting. And the pastor buddy, said, ma'am, and he's looking right at me, and I'm like, rah, rah, rah. And he goes, I have been after you, the one. I have been after you, now he's a Texas boy, like a dog to a new pan. I was like, what the heck is that? But he was after me, the one, for 21 years. He is after you, whether you don't know him or you wander. He's always after you. Whew. Okay, last one. Praise the Lord. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And we all, you know, we've said that before. But listen to this translation. This is called the New Testament for everybody. I love this one, okay? Hebrews 13:5. He himself, the Lord, has said, after all, I will never, ever, ever, never leave you or forsake you. I like that ever. I will never, ever, never, ever. Sounds like a kid. Don't you hear kids? I'm never, ever going to make my bed. Okay. Okay. Listen. Jesus, no matter what you're going through, he will never leave you. Some of you have had people walk out of your life. Mine died. Okay. Some of you have had friends and they didn't die. They just walked away from you. They left you. All right. Abandoned you. Okay. And Jesus says, I will never leave you. I will stay with you. I am always with you. I will walk you through. Whew. All right. Matter of fact, I'm coming back if you messed up, right? All right. I'm going to close with this last scripture. It's again 1 Peter, but this is chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to close with this scripture. I still have a few things, so you guys sit tight here. My worship team people, okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, this is Peter who's writing it. Peter at that time is a pastor in Jerusalem, and he's also the apostles. He's one of the apostles. Y'all know that? Yes, Pastor Dion, I know that. I read my Bible, okay? But listen to what he says. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. The elders who are among you, I exhort you, I, who am a fellow elder, pastor, okay, and a witness to the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. But listen, I want you to get verse 2. I want you to get this, okay? Verse 2, this is what it says to me, because I am a pastor, pastor shepherd, okay? This is what it says to pastors, shepherds. Ready? And really, this is what pastor shepherds are supposed to be, do. Ready? Shepherd the flock of God, all right? Whose flock is it? Is it my flock? No, he says, shepherd the flock of God. I'm telling you what, it just takes a weight off of me and Sherry. Good, they're his, all righty? Okay? And so my job and Pastor Sherry's job, for all of those that call YCF their home church, for all of those that this is your community, for all of those that are sheep that we just pour into, he says, shepherd the flock of God, not Dee's flock, not Sherry's flock, not YCF's flock. Shepherd the flock of God. Woo, I love that. You may not get it, but I go to bed sleeping so much better. they're yours, Lord. And I'm just the little shepherd here, okay? And one of the things in the Hebrew for the word shepherd, it means to pastor, got that, guard, got that, protect, got that, feed. Pastors, doesn't matter who they are, they shepherd, they guide, they protect, and they feed, okay? So I'm feeding today. Right? All righty? And there's a whole bunch of scriptures we're not going to get into. So shepherds feed, they guard, and they protect, all right? So jump down to verse 4. Real simple, and we'll close. And when the chief shepherd, when the chief shepherd appears, okay? I've seen this. Sometimes people in ministry, big church, little ministry, big ministry, their heads get really big, and they think they're the chief. All right? No, don't anybody think about somebody, all right? Praise God. But Jesus is our chief shepherd, always, all right? And I could give you the Hebrew and stuff like that, but he is the lead shepherd, the chief shepherd, and not me, not Pastor Sherry. We try to help him, but I just go, God, these are your sheep. I need some wisdom today. God, I just thank you. They're your sheep. You love them, all right? Praise God. So I want you to take a moment. You guys can come up. I love, this is the boy band today, by the way. I was just like, the boy band's here. Aren't they cute? Some of them. You're cute too, Brenton. Praise. I know, just pray. Okay. I want you to just get quiet and you know, Lord, what, just say, Lord, this message, what do you want me to do with it? That's a good question. You know, did it speak to your heart? You know, for some of you, it's like it's time to get back under. He's my shepherd. He said he'd never leave me. Sometimes you just got to adjust your thinking, right? Because if life is just blown up all over, okay? Just got to go, wait a minute. I read that. You should look up those scriptures too, okay? I read that. Jesus, I'm just going to get back under. You're my shepherd. You're a good shepherd, okay? So some of you need to make adjustments with that, okay? So just, you know, just, this is your homework. Your homework. Lord, what do I do with this? You know, and if you think you're so good, what do I do? Who can I impress with it? Okay. No, but I always go, Lord, speak to my heart. What do I do with this message? All right. And, I know he'll speak to you, continue to speak to you about this shepherd, our shepherd, the Lord God, Jesus, my shepherd, the faithful one. The one who so deeply loves you and I, that he would not leave us. He will hold us. He will surround us. He will stick closer than Velcro and walk you through hard times, dark times, good times, because he is the good shepherd. Amen. And I just one more thing. If you're here today and you've not asked Jesus to come into your life to be your shepherd, today is the day. Today is a good day to say, Jesus, I need you to be my shepherd. And he's not asking you to join a church, though please join YCF, but that's not what he said. He said, would you open your heart and let me come in and be your shepherd. Shepherd you, guide you, lead you, be your savior. So if you're here today and that's you and you have never ask Jesus to come in and be your shepherd. With everybody's eyes closed, heads down, no one looking around, you raise your hand. I want to pray for you. And just raise your hand. That just means, Pastor D, pray for me. I want that shepherd in my life, okay? And maybe you're one of those sheep that have wandered astray. Astray sounds so formal. Maybe you've wandered. Today's a good day to say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming back, right? And if that's you, you just raise your hand, and I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Praise God. Praise Lord. Father, you see hearts. You see people sitting here. And if there's anyone that's heart is open and said, Lord Jesus, I need you into my life to be my Savior and my shepherd, I thank you that you come in right now and make them your sheep, your child forever. And Father, if there's somebody here that has just wandered I always say, put them on a shelf. And they're like, Lord, I'm so tired. I'm coming back. I thank you that you open your arms and you hug them, you grab them, and you bring them back into your, you bring them back and you put them on the straight and narrow. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we sing a smidgen? What? Oh, we're... Why don't you just stand for a moment? Father, I thank you that you are the light into our path. I thank you that you are the lover of your sheep. And I thank you that we go out today to be sheep that love, sheep full of wisdom, sheep that go and tell others how good you are. Amen. Don't forget the car show. Direction or addresses are out there. Have a super week. Amen.